You are listening to the Com Law Group's client advisory on FTC's historic $2.5 billion settlement with Amazon over deceptive Prime subscription practices by Susan Duarte. The Federal Trade Commission secured a landmark $2.5 billion settlement with Amazon.com, Inc., along with two senior executives, resolving allegations of deceptive Prime subscription enrollment and cancellation practices. This represents the third largest monetary judgment in FTC history and includes a $1 billion civil penalty, which stands as the largest ever imposed for an FTC rule violation, alongside $1.5 billion in consumer refunds, representing the second highest restitution award in FTC history. The agreement provides relief for approximately 35 million affected consumers. The FTC's enforcement action centered on Amazon's alleged violations of both the FTC Act and the Restore Online Shoppers Confidence Act, ROSCA. The FTC investigation revealed that Amazon alleged Amazon used confusing and manipulative user interfaces specifically designed to trick consumers into enrolling in Prime subscriptions without their knowledge or clear consent. These deceptive enrollment practices were exacerbated by the company's creation of intentionally complex and burdensome cancellation procedures designed to prevent consumers from ending their Prime subscriptions. Perhaps most damaging to Amazon's defense were internal company communications uncovered during the FTC's investigation. These documents revealed that Amazon employees and executives were aware of the problematic nature of their subscription practices, with some describing the subscription business as operating in a bit of a shady world, and referring to the practice of leading consumers into unwanted subscriptions as an unspoken cancer. Such internal acknowledgments significantly strengthened the FTC's case and likely contributed to Amazon's decision to settle rather than proceed to trial. Settlement terms and operational overhaul. The settlement requires Amazon to restructure its Prime subscription practices. Amazon must provide clear and conspicuous disclosure of all material Prime terms during the enrollment process, including explicit information about costs, billing frequency, auto-renewal policies, and cancellation procedures. Amazon is also prohibited from using misleading decline buttons, specifically eliminating language such as, "No, I don't want free shipping." The cancellation process requirements impose equally stringent standards. Amazon must ensure that Prime cancellation uses the same method as enrollment and cannot be difficult, costly, or time-consuming. This requirement addresses one of the core allegations in the FTC's complaint that Amazon deliberately made the cancellation process difficult so consumers would remain subscribed to Prime. In addition, Amazon must implement significant interface modifications, including clear and prominent buttons for consumers to decline Prime subscriptions and transparent enrollment flows with unambiguous consent mechanisms. These changes address the dark patterns that regulators alleged were designed to manipulate consumer decision-making. An independent third-party monitor will oversee the consumer refund process, ensuring that the $1.5 billion in restitution reaches affected consumers efficiently and transparently. This oversight mechanism reflects the FTC's determination to ensure meaningful relief reaches harmed consumers rather than remaining tied up in corporate compliance processes. Key takeaways for businesses. Recent FTC and state settlements signal that businesses that fail to present key subscription terms make cancellation harder than signing up and knowingly ignore consumer complaints. Senior leadership is not immune from liability. Regulators will pursue injunctive relief, civil penalties, and consumer redress, sending the message that the risk is not worth the reward. Business next steps. Subscription-based businesses should immediately undertake comprehensive audits of their current practices, examining subscription enrollment and cancellation processes through the lens of consumer clarity and choice. This review should extend beyond technical interface elements to include customer service protocols, retention strategies, and internal policies that may inadvertently create barriers to subscription termination. After the audit, businesses should update user interfaces that may contain potentially deceptive or confusing elements. Companies should test subscription flows regularly from the consumer perspective, identifying any aspects that might be unclear or misleading. This includes examining the language used in decline options, the prominence of subscription terms, and the relative difficulty of enrollment versus cancellation processes. Businesses should review its terms of service and policies and make updates to clearly disclose subscription terms and identify how to cancel. Train all customer-facing organizations on compliant practices and consumer rights. The Comlaw Group can help. With over 20 years of experience working in-house on subscription services, Susan Duarte and her team can help your organization review and update your subscription practices, train your employees, revise your terms of service, and help you navigate a myriad of other consumer protection and advertising issues.